Inferno, Canto 6. At the return of consciousness that closed before the pity of those two relations which utterly with sadness had confused me, new torments I behold, and new tormented around me, whichsoever way I move and whichsoever way I turn and gaze. In the third circle am I of the rain, eternal, maledict, and cold and heavy. Its law and quality are never new. Huge hail and water somber-hued and snow athwart the tenebrous air pour down amain. Noisome the earth is that receiveth this. Cerberus, monster cruel and uncouth, with his three gullets like a dog, is barking over the people that are there submerged. Red eyes he has, an unctuous beard, and black, and belly large, and armed with claws his hands. He rends the spirits, flays and quarters them. Howl, the rain maketh them like unto dogs. One side they make a shelter for the other. Oft turn themselves, the wretched reprobates. When Cerberus perceived us, the great worm, his mouths he opened and displayed his tusks. Not a limb had he that was motionless. And my conductor, with his spans extended, took of the earth, and with his fists well filled, he threw it into those rapacious gullets, such as that dog is, who, by barking, craves, and quiet grows soon as his food he gnaws, for to devour it he but thinks and struggles. The like became those muzzles, filth-begrimed, of Cerberus, the demon, who so thunders over the souls that they would fain be deaf. We passed across the shadows, which subdues the heavy rainstorm, and we placed our feet upon their vanity, that person seems. They all were lying prone upon the earth, excepting one who sat upright as soon as he beheld us passing on before him. "O thou that art conducted through this hell," he said to me, "recall me if thou canst. Thyself wast made before I was unmade." And I to him, "The anguish which thou hast perhaps doth draw thee out of my remembrance, so that it seems not I have ever seen thee. But tell me who thou art that in so doleful a place art put, and in such punishment if some are greater, none is so displeasing." And he to me, "Thy city, which is full of envy, so that now the sack runs over, held me within it, in the life serene. You citizens were wont to call me Chiaco, for the pernicious sin of gluttony. I, as thou seest, am battered by this rain. And I, sad soul, am not the only one, for all these suffer the like penalty for the like sin." And word no more spake he. I answered him, "Chiaco, thy wretchedness weighs on me, so that it to weep invites me. But tell me, if thou knowest, to what shall come the citizens of the divided city, if any there be just, and the occasion tell me why so much discord has assailed it." And he, to me, "They, after long contention, will come to bloodshed, and the rustic party will drive the other out with much offence. Then, afterwards, behoves it this one fall within three suns, and rise again the other, by force of him who now is on the coast. High will it hold its forehead a long while, keeping the other under heavy burdens, howe'er it weeps thereat, and is indignant. The just are two, and are not understood there. Envy and arrogance and avarice are the three sparks that have all hearts enkindled." Here ended he his tearful utterance, and I to him, "I wish thee still to teach me, and make a gift to me of further speech. Farinata and Teggio, once so worthy, Jacopo Rusticucci, Arrigo and Mosca, and others who on good deeds set their thoughts, say where they are and cause that I may know them, for great desire constraineth me to learn, if heaven doth sweeten them, or hell in venom." And he, They are among the blacker souls, a different sin downweighs them to the bottom. If thou so far descendest, thou canst see them. But when thou art again in the sweet world, I pray thee, to the mind of others bring me. No more I tell thee, and no more I answer. Then his straightforward eyes he turned askance, eyed me a little, and then bowed his head. He fell therewith prone like the other, blind. And the guide said to me, He wakes no more. This side, the sound of the angelic trumpet, one shall approach the hostile potentate. Each one shall find again his dismal tomb, shall reassume his flesh and his own figure, shall hear what through eternity re-echoes. So we passed onward, o'er the filthy mixture of shadows and of rain, with footsteps slow, touching a little on the future life. Wherefore I said, Master, these torments here, will they increase after the mighty sentence, or lesser be, or will they be as burning? And he, to me, Return unto thy science, which wills that as the thing more perfect is, the more it feels of pleasure and of pain. Albeit that this people maledict to true perfection never can attain, hereafter more than now they look to be. Round in a circle by that road we went, speaking much more, which I do not repeat. We came unto the point where the descent is. There we found Plutus, the great enemy.